Krishna keeps on speaking. And about these three gunas. And kind of he's talking about, you know, rebirth. So depends, you know, if we believe or not, but kind of like he's talking, so I'm going to translate. And he said, yada sattve prabruddhetu pralayam yati dehbhrit tadutam vidam lokan malan pratipadyate. So I'm saying, like, when somebody dies in the state of sattva, like, you know, in that kind of state, then like according to state, like, person gets birth in situation where it's not possibility for much dirt, becoming more dirty, means like suitable possibility for practices and kind of like keep on going. And tadottam vidam, probably in the families of practitioners, the birth happens in good places, so that like spiritual life is not into contradiction, so like that is the benefit of being in state of sattva and dying. And then rajas pralayam gatva karma sangis jayate tada praleen tamasi mur yunus jayate. And state of rajas, state of activity, active. After death, probably, is being born in the West, karma sangis, people who believe in activity. So it's saying like that person will be born in the societies where activity is very important, and suddenly having pressure of being active, generally feeling it to be little quiet, but having pressure of that you have to be active. And the tamas one, they are born actually in Sanskrit there is this word called mood, and in English it's stupid, but actually that doesn't really mean what mood means. Mood means if I don't do anything knowingly, I know that this is beneficial, I know that getting up early is beneficial, but I don't do that. So that is actually meaning of mood. And stupid, I think, doesn't mean that. Is there any word like?
Stupid sounds good.
That's true.
No, because if you know these words and you don't do, somewhere.
So Krishna is saying like the tamas people, in tamas, when they die, they are born in such a situation like where they will have some kind of like little bit clarity, but they don't act upon that.
So lazy?
Yeah, maybe lazy, something. And now is saying like which kind of fruits will like who will get which kind of fruit. And here karmana sukrat syavu satyakam nirmalam phalam, like you know, active side of sattva will get like, you know, transparent fruits, kind of like a you know, fruits which are not heavy, you know, kind of like very easily, can say very easily digestible, means like very easily you know, the word he's using is saying nirmalam, like very very clean fruits.
Pure
fruits. And then rajasastu phalam dukkham. And you know, and I think he's like now, you know, like we can see that he's really true. He's saying that the active people will always be suffering, you know, kind of like the fruit of activeness will be suffering, dukkham, kind of means, and we can see waste, having everything suffering, kind of like, it's like very true, kind of like very active, but I think also so much suffering and without reason, kind of. Yeah, I think there we can say that there is reason, but probably it's not. And then tamusha agyanam, and people from tamas, you know, fruit of that will be ignorance, like not having clarity, not really. So like actively these like people will get these fruits through the action. सत्वात् संजायते ज्ञानम् रजसो लोभ एव च प्रमाद मोहो तमसो भवतो अज्ञान मेव च. फ्रॉम दिस सत्व लाइक काइंड ऑफ लाइक क्लैरिटी कम्स एंड rajas, kind of like greed will be the, you know, kind of like, you know, if I can make 99, how, why not 100? Like with Rajas, it's always like, you know, one more. And actually, there is like a Panch Tantra, like, you know, they really stories, but really talking to psychology. And like a king has a servant, and he, like he was massaging, kind of massaging king every day, and, you know, happier than king actually, like, and like king was always jealous, you know, because like how this person can be happier than me, like I'm having everything, and he was getting probably, you know, one silver coin every day for his job, and very happily living. So then he, like one day he invited his ministers, you know, to like how to make this person unhappy because the king is jealous from him. So they decided, they said, now maybe like you give him 99, you know, coins, like at once, and you know, so they did that, and then like from the next day, because he wanted to make it 100, so every day instead of spending, you know, he will make it 100, but then has to spend, you know, and then again, you know, kind of like always worrying about becoming 100, and started becoming like unhappy, like slowly. So this is like the, like here also Krishna is saying, actually, rajaso lobh, like through the activity, you know, because it's always something more, you know, like there is no, like unless we don't know boundaries, there is no end. So saying, through the rajas, like only greed appears. And Pramad Moho Tamasho, through the tamas, through the like attachment and like laziness happens, and at the end, like it, we find in ignorance, like through the tamas. So, like these will be the fruits, kind of like the states of gunas. Like, you know, yesterday he was saying, like, what is the tree through this guna? Now he's kind of like, this is like more general description. Like, in this, this will be this, like, generally this will be. But, like, having that advice, you know, earlier advice, one can't really kind of make use of all of them. So, but now he's, like, talking, like, more general. Generally, this is how we are with the quality, like with this quality. Urdhvam gacchati sattvastha madhye tishtati rajasa jaghany gun vrittistha adho gacchanti tamasa. People through sattva, they can like can be uplifted, and people from Rajas can be like, can be said like middle, you know, mediocre kind of, and Tamas really going down, going kind of like under, and this is the like the, you know, generally the qualities, the gunas will be like this, that through the sattva one can uplift, one can grow like fire, and through rajas one can stay in between, middle, and tamasha, like through tamas will really go below, like under, down, and this is the like, this is what we can receive through the repetition of gunas. Like if we keep on repeating, then this is what will happen.
So is he saying that with rajas you kind of stay steady on the same?
Yeah, you know, like it's kind of like a, it's better than tamas, but like in kind of like relative, like for the relative world, but not really growing through. That's why it's like madhya, like you will be in the middle. नान्यं गुणेभ्यः कर्तारं यथा यदा दृष्टान् पश्यति गुणेभ्यश्च परं वेति मद्भावं सो अधिगच्छति. He is saying that also there can be a possibility that one is not in any of these qualities. One could be like a, one could be seer of these qualities and that person can go beyond qualities, beyond gunas, and madbhavam so abhigacchati. That, like Krishna is saying, like that person can really be where I am, you know, where he is, and act upon from there, you know, without being influenced by the gunas, but by the maybe appropriateness, and so saying like madbhavam, like like what will (clears throat) like being will be kind of like a having current that, you know, I don't belong to these qualities, and then like only needful will be allowed. So like that is what like madbhav, like kind of like there is this current of not allowing any qualities and allowing only needful. गुणान एतान अतीत्य त्रीन देही देह समुद्भवान जन्म मृत्यु जरा दुखई विमुक्तो अमृत मश्नुते. सो लाइक somebody who is like whom this current is on, like we can really remember, you know, there has been time that like I was not able to see, like, you know, there were like a different kind of moods were on without me being watchful to them, and then slowly through the practice, you know, the current of watchfulness, like it's on. Like this happens, like when we start practicing, that current gets on. So similarly, like when the current of beyond these three gunas, like what Krishna says, madbhavam, like that is on, then so it's saying like certainly, you know, body has to go through, you know, like being child, young and old. You know. It's not that once you find this current, you know, your body will change behavior. So saying certainly, dehi means the body will go, you know, birth, death, old age, you know, all this will happen to body. But dukhair bimukto, like not having this current on, like getting old is like really difficult, like accepting getting old is really difficult, like when the first white hair comes, you know, you really don't want to show your wife, you know, kind of, you know, like friends, you know, it's very like you really want to just take it out, you know, like so. It's not accepted, but Krishna is saying like as soon as somebody is in that beyond like gunas, like his madbhav, then it's accepted, you know, like it's not region of unhappiness, old age or any, like it doesn't change the state you are in, you know, but certainly body will keep on changing. And bimukto, like a liberation will happen, as well as amritam asmute, like a you know, because it's change is not changing, you know, change cannot change. Like generally, change us. And because in this Madbhav, change cannot change, you know, change is powerless. So a kind of like a, you know, this current, like current of Madbhav, what he says, like that, that is on all the time, and that is like nectar, you know, like the feeling is like nectar, and also feeling is liberated, and like really feels like kind of like life is, you know, nectar, like, you know, life is not, you know, something unexpected. Like generally, like we really complain, you know, like, you know, why, kind of like why I am born, like general, like accepting the change, like because we keep on changing, so many times we say, why I am born. Many times we say, it's so good to be in body. Also that, but it keeps on changing. But Krishna is saying, like, having Madbhav, having this current on all the time, then it feels like a kind of, you know, worth to be, like this worthiness from inside happen, you know, you really don't have to prove any worthiness other than that, kind of like it's, there is enough worthiness in life itself. So it's saying like asnute, like, you know, this worthiness kind of like keeps on enjoying worthiness, you know, that feeling, because of that feeling, this you know, being alive is good enough to is appropriate. And certainly this sloka, you know, will of course create longing in Arjuna, you know, like, wow, this seems like really nice, you know, why not to be like that? And Arjuna is asking, but really, like, you know, always questions, because kind of because Arjun is in a state where he can really catch behaving, you know, catch like acting, like, you know, behaving, not being. So his question is again coming from, you know, behaving, kind of like question is how to behave so that, you know, like I can be like this. But it's like, it's always like, generally like, in all spiritual, you know, kind of like a sanghas. Generally, this is kind of questioning, you know, like how to, what to do, you know. Kind of not really thinking of being, like the inner state, really, like how, because outer activity can be pretended, like, can be like really, it's possible easily. So again, like Arjun, the question is coming again from that side. So say, kai lingai strin gunan etan atito bhavati prabho kimachara katham chaitan strin gunan ti vartate. So saying, which will be the like the signals, you know, like activity through which like, you know, actually when somebody is beyond, like what you say, like madbhavam, how that person behaves, because then it's very easy to catch, kind of for Arjun, you know, then and also dress, kind of like dressing like that, and kind of hand gestures, you know, like everything like that, but really nothing, no change in, and that is, I think, pretty much like all spirituals, you know, spiritual things are prone to that, you know, kind of. Also we feed many times, like we feed that, you know, the activity, outer activity, not inner state, because inner state only you will know, nobody else. Or some, so saying, kair langin gunan etan atito, like if you can tell me, like, you know, if you can write down all the from morning to evening, you know, like how to behave, I really can copy, you know, it's no problem for me. And kimachara, like, you know, what will be my behavior, like, you know, how I will behave, what I have to leave, what I have to eat, what I don't have to eat, all these things, if you can make a list for me. Certainly, like he's saying, katham, like certainly I'm willing to do that, like, everything, like, you know, without any, you know, like point and comma, you know, like I will really follow all the directions. But if you can make a note for me, and so that I can be also beyond the gunas, like what you say, madbhav, I can also be there. And now Krishna answering this. Prakasam cha pravrittim cha mohamev cha pandav na tuist sam pravrittan na nivrittan kanchat. And you know, Krishna is like, you know, in the first line he's saying, this is not what I am speaking, you know, Arjun, like, you know, your question tells me that you haven't understood, you know, like nothing at all. And he's saying, prakasam cha pravrittim cha mohamev cha pandav. So saying actually, like to make a pravritti, a vritti out of what I said, you know, is attachment. Like pandav, you know, Arjun, like this, like he's saying, like prakasam, you know, this is like light, you know, not a vritti. Like what I am speaking is a light. Like light means like a light is not a vritti. And vritti means like the kind of the thing which you can put on and off. Like like, you know, like innerly, like say many times, like when something about love is talked, like suddenly, like we like all us feel love. So, but that is like a vritti. It's not like inner state. It's like a temporary state, because as soon as we go out, also that is gone. You know? Like many times, like we really feel like when say enlightenment is talked, we really feel like really vritti, that vritti is on, like inside. But as soon as it's out of the door, that is also off. So like a state which comes and goes is a vritti.
Is it got any flavor being self-created?
Like yeah, self, yeah. You know, vritti means like self-created, like, you know, you really kind of like you feel good, so you create. So you're saying, Arjun, prakasam, you know, this is like a light, not a vritti, which can be created. And if you try, that will be attachment. If you try to look for a vritti, then that means that is an attachment. And na dvesti sam pravrittani na nivrittani kanchati. So actually, kind of like generally, vritti means I'm pro to something and against something. Like vritti, that is vritti. Like, and always like we, you know, always we find ourselves, you know, pro to something, against something. Like never in this light. So saying, actually, Arjun, you know, you neither can want it nor can not want it. You know, this is not like the within the realm of wanting or not wanting, because that is very easy, you know, like if it is in that realm, you know, I think like it's very easy, like every day many times we will, you know, attain that. So saying, neither you can ask for nor you can reject that. You know, that is like something, like in first word he said, prakasam. Like, you know, it's like a light, it's not wanting or not wanting. You know, it's not vritti. उदासीनम अवदासीनो गुणैर्यो न विचाल्यते गुणा वर्तन्त इत एवं यो अवतिष्ठत नेयंकते. And like a generally, like say, like when we talk about something, you know, that is bad, then slowly, like we find that kind of like state reduces in us. Like say, if I have been wanting, say, gulab jamun, and then, like, in this room, like, people have been talking, gulab jamun is not good, kind of like, you know, coming with the reports, so then, effect of that can make my wanting low, you know, this will happen. So Krishna is saying, actually, this is not like a thing like that, you know, like that talking about can reduce, or talking pro to it can produce, you know, like produce is good. And actually gunair yo na vichalyate, like cannot be moved by the effect. You know that what Krishna is saying, like what I am saying, cannot be affected. You know, it's like a state, is like inner state, and which comes but doesn't go, kind of like this is the thing that sometimes it, you know, it's either recognized or comes, you know, whatever you like, you know, like, because recognition also means from that moment I knew that that is there. So we can say that came that moment, or I recognized that. But then never leaves, you know, it's not to go. And guna vartant it evam yo avitisthati neingate. So somebody who can like a kind of like taking example of say gulab jamun, you know, somebody who cannot be affected by talking pro or against, so then only like vengate nengate, like being like that, when effect of pro or against is not actually like, you know, in life, like what happens, like it's always like pro and against, and then there is like, you know, fever and low fever, kind of like this is our life, like pro and against, fevery and not fevery, and nobody cares what is below that. Like, you know, generally what I care is like being pro and going far, or being against and, you know, running away. Like, this is what life is. And Krishna is saying like that way of life cannot make it happen, like what he is referring, you know, that way this is not possible. So like gunair yo na vichalyate, like through the qualities, you know, through the speaking pro and against, there will be no movement in that. Like that will still be steady without affected by kind of like, you know. So he's saying like, you know, I'm talking about something which is not effect of the quality, effect of the being pro and against.
So the mind can be studied, this place when you have something to see, and you see someone, something you don't really like, or it's not a, I think the attachment is not in a, but because when you have to act, mm-hmm. you have to be someplace and choose.
Yes, yeah.
You don't say, it's not important for me. Yeah. This or this, because this is good and this is not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how it is from this place, or the
mind
is.
Yeah, you know, because from this place.
You have to act in the life.
Yeah. So from
it's
this.
It's not indifference. Yeah. You don't have indifference of what happened around you.
Yeah, so like, you know, you are in this place, and then from this place is not affected. but this place feels that, you know, this is appropriate. So this place is same without effect of activity, and activity happens by allowing.
Is this place attached to the bella? Is this place coming from the bella?
Sam dukkham sukha swastha sam lostha kanchana tulli priya apriyo dhiras tulli ninda atma sanstuti. And because it's like a no effect place, kind of like, so then certainly happiness and unhappiness cannot affect that, like that will be like steady, as well as like if like wood and gold will also not make any effect on that. Doesn't mean that gold will not be seen as gold, you know, because gold will be gold, wood will be wood, but none of them will be affecting this state, you know. State will be same, but knowledge will be like knowledge of gold, you know, as gold, wood as wood. And like when actually something in favor happens, is also not like no excitement, you know, comes. Or when something against happens, is also not effective. Like somebody comes and really say, you are great, you know, well, and somebody comes, you know, you made my life hell, well, kind of, you know. And like Sri Krishna is saying, like, it's something like that, you know, like which really somehow what proof could be, you know, like bulletproof, you know, those kind of proof, you know, what proof this place could be. Yeah, some proof, you know.
Everything proof.
Okay.
You're kind of being swayed proof, no?
Huh?
Being swayed from one thing to the other.
Mana apaman yo tulyo tulyo mitra aripakshayo sarvaram parityagi gunatita savuchyate. Say that when people really are garlanding, you know, it's well, you know, and welcome. And when people are throwing stones, well and welcome. And when really friends are around, you know, it's also well and welcome. And then, you know, I think it's probably shouldn't be here, because like in this state there cannot be inimity, you know, it's not possible. But he's using word like ari, means like when surrounded by enemy is also, but I think, you know, this cannot be true, kind of like that. That there can be somebody enemy to you, like to that person, you know, it's not possible. So somehow And then Sarva Ramb Parityagi, like like none of these, like say, friends cannot start you, you know, kind of like you will have your own way of being, and really friends cannot do anything to that. Like the people who really garland, they cannot do anything to that. People who really are against, they cannot do anything. So Krishna is saying, like, that is what I mean from being beyond the gunas, beyond the qualities, or madbhavam. So saying, like, what I mean from madbhav is a place which cannot be put on and off. So something like, you know, he's saying, actually, that means Arjun, you really have to look in, not outside, you know, like not the behavior thing, but really very, very inner state, inner situation. So Krishna is saying, actually, Arjun, you know, what you have to look for, not behavior, but the inner state. Any questions? I don't.
Is it the same word you used in a few weeks ago? Like bow?
Yes.
But that wasn't the.
Yeah, that was in a different.
Of the land.
Yeah.
And in this case it is?
Yeah.
What did you say? It's not out of.
No, bow. Like, there is like a. I think reading Kabir,
probably,
yeah. I was also there is like bhav or some question marks. But that bhav is like a, you know, prior to this, there will be like a steady kind of like bhav, but which is like, you know, put on kind of like a role, you know, steady. So probably that he was talking. Kabir, either Kabir or Krishna, talking about that, like bhav. But like very kind of like plastic around this, like what Krishna is describing today, will be like the plastic around this. That is very close, but.
You mean the plastic that you can't see?
Yeah, you know, you will be, but from. Outside in, you know, it's difficult to see.
This state today has plastic around, you said?
No, like the bhav
before.
This is mud bhav, it's like plasticless. And that was bhav, which is like, you know, with plastic.
So it seems that, like, he was talking about gunas and all of this kind of influence having. And then he kind of. Well, it felt like kind of just leapt the whole way, you know, in like one step.
Because it's like from there, because, you know, generally like gunas means like the inner, we really have to look in, like, you know, what really, how I am feeling, you know. So certainly like when talking gunas, of course like Arjun will, you know, feel in more and more, and probably, you know, right time to take chance, you know, to sleep, in case Arjun understands.
Because what I was feeling is there can be like a state of witnessing these kind of gunas. I think you kind of went through these stages a few days before.
Yeah,
and this witnessing, allowing, and all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's today he really just
leaving.
Yeah, leaving.